Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber's upcoming events, which we do have a lot of them, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. In fact, I think tomorrow is our Tuesday Talk at Carver's. We're going to kick off the summer season, or spring, I should say, with Hillcrest Golf Course. But if you're going to be on the golf course, you got to have a beer. So we're going to segue. Scott, welcome, guys. How you doing?
Thanks, Jack. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
I feel honored. I've got, you know, what is your official title? Well, introduce yourselves. I'm sorry. Let's start there.
I'm Kira Quirk. I'm the cruise director over at Scott Brewing.
And I'm Kurt Randall, the head brewer.
So thank you guys both for coming in. You guys, Scott, world headquarters. We've got the three guys, the founders, which is Dave, Matt, and Bill. I always tell the story. Bill worked with me on TV like 25 years ago. He used to bring in the beer and go, I want to do this for a living. And lo and behold, he has. Now, thank goodness he's got a professional brewer. So let me ask this. With Scott being right here out in Bodo Park, you guys do more than just brewing beer. What are some of the things and the other things that you offer?
We do more. But we do beer so well, Kurt. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we do indeed. Thank you.
Yeah.
We've got 20 beers on tap, fresh from the source.
How many?
20.
20.
2-0.
20 beers. So I'm just thinking of, all right, you've got your Mexican lager. You've got your Mexican lager. You've got your True Blonde. You've got your Pinstripe. You've got Euphoria. And Modus Opera, is that still?
Yeah.
I've got that. And see, I've got some of them.
Great.
Right?
We're
going
to have you over for more.
I do come over probably not as often as I would like, but 20. Now, are those 20 beers all brewed right there at Ska?
Yes, all of them are.
I had no idea.
We've even got a little 3.5-barrel system up on the third floor where we call our Mod Project.
Uh-huh.
And Joe is cranking out some pretty amazing beers, a bunch of sours and fruit-forward stuff.
So explain what the Mod Project is. Is that just kind of like a experimental beer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't quite take up the time. The space is brewing on the production system.
Mm-hmm.
It lets us brew more Mexican lager.
Love
and we
to
do smaller
that.
Batches and throw a bunch of fruit at it and have a lot of fun with it.
So how do you get into the profession of being a brewmaster, if that's your official title? I screwed that up.
Years of hard work.
Okay.
I started bottling at Flying Dog in Denver when they were actually still a Colorado company.
Okay.
And slowly worked my way up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. I do know some folks I've talked to, chemistry major or something, along that, just because of that whole process. But all right, what is your favorite beer besides Ska? I mean, I'm putting that on,
Lately, it's been the Ruby Soho.
I haven't had that.
Ooh, it's our grapefruit lager. It's a relatively new release.
Wow.
It's good.
If you like Mexi, Ruby Soho is going to be a perfect summer beer, brunch beer, grapefruit juice.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to try that.
Yes.
I'm going to have to come over. Get that in a growler?
Six packs, growlers.
Wow.
Or a pint glass.
Anything and everything. Right there. Well, and along with that pint glass, you guys have food also over at Ska.
We do. You can have lunch, dinner, late breakfast, happy hour snacks. We've got a brick oven pizza. We make delicious sandwiches.
Great burgers.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can. And what I love about going over to Sky, you can either dine in or dine outside, where I call the Scabacue or whatever you have over there.
Yeah.
You can sit up in the container up above, and you can look down upon everyone, down on the peeps below, so to speak, and enjoy one of those 20 wonderful brews.
Yeah, with all this great weather, Thursdays we'll do music outside, which... Yeah, we put musicians on that stage every Thursday, and you can enjoy some sunny weather.
Well, and then you guys also have an incredible philosophy of giving back to the community, which you do in so many different ways, not only through products and services and the Bootleggers Society, but you guys also offer, what is it, on Thursday nights?
It's Token Tuesdays. So
Tuesdays or Thursdays?
Tuesdays.
I was trying to read your writing. You're right. I'm upside down. Okay, Tuesday.
So every Tuesday, we'll donate a dollar per beer that's bought, and each customer who buys that beer can turn around and donate that to one of two charities that we highlight for the month. So
you get a token and you can put it in a little jar and
exactly.
say, okay, I want to vote for this charity.
Yep, and then we cut a check for both charities at the end of the month,
nice.
So everybody wins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how does somebody get on that incredible list to be selected?
It's really easy. You just email me, Kira,
which is?
K-I-R-A, at scabrewing.com.
Okay.
And then tell me you want to... Ask some questions
or
apply. Yeah.
How cool is that? Wow. So what Well, who's coming up, do you know, for the month of April?
We don't. We got a couple of applications recently, so we're reviewing those.
Okay. Now, how do you select that? Do you guys sit down with your incredible team and say, all right, here are the applications. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a couple that are we review based on what's important to us. So usually community, environmental conservation efforts, biking, cycling, getting bikes to people, or protecting our trails is really important too.
Very cool. That's fun. Now this is what's really weird, because I know you also, and I say weird, it's just not very common to have yoga at a brewery. Or is it?
Kurt's into yoga.
It's becoming more popular. There's been a lot of breweries up in Denver that have started doing yoga at their facilities just as a way to get more people to come in.
Yeah.
And most of them offer a beer. If you come sign up and pay for yoga, you get a beer afterwards.
Well, now, when is that? Every night? One night a week? When is that?
Mondays at
5:30
Monday afternoon. Now, how much is that?
$10. Just $10.
$10. That's all. So that includes a yoga class for
1 hour.
An hour. And then you get a beer.
Yep.
For $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could even get dinner from the container folks.
Right
and,
after.
And great burgers and pizzas and all of that. Holy moly. Why aren't I over? I'm just going to set up camp. You know? Do you guys have like a lodging available?
We should, right?
Yeah. I remember one time we were talking about the top floor being a kind of like that brew tour type bed and brew. That's what it's called.
And speaking of brew tours, you can come every day. Well, every day except Sunday for now at 4 o'clock and go on our brewery tour and maybe see Kurt doing some brewing.
Running in circles.
Wow, running in circles. Well, and you know, and you said when you came in, you know, brewing beer 24/7, and it sounds like you almost are there at the brewery 24/7. It's a passion.
Often. Seems like it some days, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that is so cool. Now, what other things does SCA have going on? Because you guys have so much that you do.
Everyone's excited about Mexican lager release, which is coming on the 4th,
On the
Wednesday.
4th, like this week.
Yeah.
On the 4th. Now, what do you do when you tap that first keg, so to speak? Or what is the unveiling process and celebration? And shotgun? Can I buy like lots of what was that?
Shotgun it?
Shotgun it. Love that. Yeah. I haven't done that since college.
Bell ringing, lots of yelling, a lot of cheering. Yeah.
Sombreros. Wow.
So now I know I went over to a friend's house. They have a hangar up at Animas Air Park. I opened up the refrigerator and they had some Mexican lager in there. And he said, actually, I think that's from when you brought it. And I'm like, so you've been holding it out, holding out on me. So is that one of your more popular specialty beers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. In comparison, Modus gets brewed year-round. Uh-huh. When we're brewing Mexi, we actually make it surpasses the amount of Modus we've made for the year.
Uh-huh.
And then Modus catches up at the end of the year.
Okay. So they run neck and neck for a while.
Yeah.
Now, how many, is it kegs, pints, you know, glasses? How do you measure how much Mexican lager you brew?
Barrels.
Barrels, okay.
Yeah. So your typical keg is considered a half barrel. It's 15 and a half gallons.
Mm-hmm.
So brewers think of a barrel as 31 gallons. So some of our tanks, the big five outside, are 240 barrels.
Wow.
So that's a lot of kegs.
I'm sitting there trying to do the math, and I'm not that smart. But
480.
Yep.
Wow.
It's funny that you mentioned that story. I was at a party for St. Patrick's Day, and someone pulled a six-pack, and I thought they got an early six-pack. I couldn't believe it.
Can that be done?
No.
Come on. You know, wait a minute. I just realized something. I'm doing this interview, and you guys you didn't bring samples.
I didn't know.
I am really, really disappointed all of a sudden, you know? No, I'm just kidding. I'll come over.
Good.
You guys will get me to come over there. So now, how long does it take to from start to finish to brew and make, you know, Mexican lager?
The brewing process spends about 6 hours in the brew house.
Okay.
And then it takes about 2 weeks to ferment and then another week or so to chill it down, get it ready for filtration and carbonation.
So is that about a six-week process?
About three and a half.
Okay. Uh-huh. Wow. Now, how do you ensure that the quality? Because I'm thinking, okay, are hops different from different sources, or you know, in that process and the fermentation and a little bit that I understand. And there's something called wort that comes out of all that.
So brewers just make sugar water. Yeast actually makes the beer.
Okay.
Oh. That's good. Credit where credit's due.
Right.
Don't tell your secrets. All of a sudden you're going to get demoted. No, I'm just kidding. You are a scientist and a perfectionist. So you deserve more money. But go ahead. Keep going.
So we make sugar water. Yeast makes the beer. The fermentation, we control it with glycol. So the temperature is controlled, so we're not getting a lot of off flavors.
Right.
And then we can chill it down. The yeast will flocculate out of suspension.
That's a big word.
Yeah.
I was going to say the yeast are flocculating. That sounds like kind of, well, never mind. Go ahead.
The nice part about that is we can harvest the yeast off and reuse it for subsequent batches.
Okay.
And then chill it down for filtration and carbonation, and then it goes into a can and a keg.
Wow. That is so cool. So with that process then, I mean, you're monitoring things so the consistency is always there.
Yep. We've got a quality control department, two people running the lab in the brew house or in the brewery. Okay. They keep an eye on all kinds of different things for us.
Right.
So
in the lab, they're not just, I mean, I'm joking here, but, you know, sampling is part of that process, but they're also doing probably some scientific data gathering to make sure that things are staying consistent.
Sampling we refer to as quality control. but definitely they're measuring things like diacetyl, which is that buttery popcorn that you can associate with some beers.
Right.
Hopefully not ours.
Yeah.
But we keep a close eye on things like that so that once it's, you know, it's something that's created during fermentation.
Sure.
And then the yeast will actually reabsorb the diacetyl and take care of it. So.
Interesting.
I encourage you to come by and do some quality control testing.
Yeah.
As soon as we're done with it.
I have a meeting I have to get to, but maybe later this afternoon.
Grab some lunch.
I could do this.
Yeah.
I'm liking the way you're talking. So what else is coming up with Scott?
Well,
I just want to make sure we cover everything.
Yeah, we've got a couple things. In the middle of Mexican lager release is Colorado Craft Beer Week, which is an initiative from the Colorado Brewers Guild to celebrate all the craft breweries that we have in Colorado. And we're celebrating with a couple things. You can come and chat with Joe and Kurt, and they'll teach you a little bit more about beer. And all these events we're going to put on our website. If you want to know what we're doing, follow us on Facebook. Super easy. Calendar of events there. And then we post our daily specials on Twitter. So we're super, super social media.
You're social media savvy and out there. And then along with that, give your website.
We're www.scabrewing.com.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business now?
Oh, 23 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Coming up.
That is. Now, how long have you guys been there?
3 years for me.
3 years?
3 years for me,
wow.
too.
Wow.
Coming up together.
You have to have a... Yeah, a little 3-year celebration and anniversary. Now, if people want to take a tour, that's every day except Sundays at 4 o'clock.
Correct.
Yoga is on what nights?
Mondays at 5:30.
And then you have Token Tuesdays.
Yep.
Check that out. And Thursdays?
Live music on Thursdays for free. Yeah.
Now, if somebody wants to host an event at SCA,
what do you do? Yes, then you email Jeremy, Jeremy, at SCA Brewing, or info@SCABrewing.com. If you can't remember that, that's totally fine. Yeah, we have a nice space. Parties, birthday, anniversary.
Right. Well, yeah, and I know, and I know Joe Bertoni passed away, and you guys had celebration of life for him.
It was
a really nice
gathering.
What an incredible place to have it! And I think of the same thing when my time comes. I can't think of a better place to do that.
There was so much laughter. I heard so much nice chatter all over the building. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what a great way to honor a wonderful person, and that happened at SCA, which I can look out the window right here and I can see your building. So you're out here in Bodo Park, and what's your physical address?
225 Girard Street.
225 Girard Street. And if you don't know where that is, just turn where the Homewood Suites is and the John Deere. Come up the hill and you can't miss it. Look for the checkerboards on the building.
Yeah.
All right. What have I forgotten? We got about 30 seconds.
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, thank you guys both for coming in, and I will come over and sample. Quality control, I mean.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you very much, Jack.
And thank you also for signing up for the management series.
Of course.
Are you learning something?
I absolutely am.
Oh, good, good. I'll ask you what off the air.
Okay.
All right. We have to send it back to the studios, and don't forget, check out scabrewing.com. Have a great day.